you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Did you see that Richard Gere has another baby on the way? He is 69, by the way.
These guys keep marrying these young hotties. They all want kids, and I don't blame them.
All it's a wife.
That's 35. What happened. Exactly.
Okay.
It happens. I mean, they move on, especially older, successful. I mean, there are some older guys that probably find young. But these kind of guys, Richard Gere, can pick up a 35-year-old woman. He's Richard Gere.
But then they want a baby.
Right. And then you have to oblige them because you have a 35-year-old girl crawling in your bed. And you're what?
Grateful.
I was asking for the age, but I think that's the correct answer. I think that's the answer, not the age part. Grateful is the answer. Ding, ding.
69.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. He is 69.
And he should be grateful.
And grateful, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Plus, he's not waking up at 2 in the morning. He's Richard Gere. I'm sure there's same highlights there. Listen, we'll have a baby together, but I ain't getting my ass up to feed something at 2 in the morning. I'm 69. Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah. We'll get some help for that.
I got 45-year-old kids, right?
In South Korea, they say that the uncle service is now a growing business. The uncle service is three different packages that you can purchase. The uncle package, the evidence package, and the chaperone package.
You had me an uncle package.
I know.
Is he relation to Uncle Dump?
You don't want to hang out with Uncle Package.
Oh, no. It's Uncle Dump and Uncle Package in the same room. Run.
Uncle Dump.
Now, this is a way to deal with bullies, for your kids to deal with bullies.
Okay, got it.
Is the uncle service.
Some guy
the
kicks.
Uncle package is a service where a big, intimidating man in their 30s or maybe 40s pretends to be a student's uncle. The uncle will give a stern warning to bullies and accompany the student on their way to and back from school.
I love this. I love this.
Now, this is not cheap. It'll still cost you about $450 a day.
But are you allowed to pound another 13-year-old kid? That did not stick to the table. As it was coming out of my mouth. Is the uncle guy allowed to hit somebody?
You mean, can you assault a minor?
Right.
No.
Then, I would guess not.
The general answer is no.
Can you threaten to?
This is my bodyguard.
I think you could do like Ehrlich did in Silicon Valley.
That's what I was thinking.
You could take his bike and throw it into the bushes and make threats to his mom and dad.
And his teeth.
And talk about curb stomping.
Right.
This is a warning to bullies.
Yeah, but when the uncle service goes away, you're getting your ass kicked. Oh, your uncle's not around anymore.
Well,
old Uncle Package ain't here anymore.
Well, Uncle Package can come back tomorrow,
if I tell him. That's true.
The evidence package, the uncle obtains evidence of bullying by filming the scene with mini cameras. The uncle will report the evidence to the school and tell them that he'll submit an official complaint. If you don't investigate, that'll cost you about $350 or the equivalent of. And the chaperone package is just where the uncle visits the job sites or of the bully's parents. The uncle will protest in front of their office buildings and scream that a parent of a bully works here.
Isn't it sad it's come to this?
That'll cost you about $1,800 for a total of four of those visits.
That if you're a picked on kid, you got to get a bodyguard.
Yeah, that's the premise of My Bodyguard. Remember that old movie?
Oh yeah,
Matt Dillon's the bad guy. It's a cool movie in the '80s. Yeah.
Coca-Cola says, and this of course was everywhere, that they may be getting into the cannabis drinks business.
I saw this.
That's meaningless.
Because you don't get high on it?
No.
Then why?
It's just CBDs. Well,
I'll make you
know, there's
better
health benefits, they say, with CBDs. And so it's not going to be getting you high.
But I'm with Todd on this. If it just makes you feel better, screw that. I want to be high if I'm drinking soda that's infused with pot.
There right. might be some people who just
and mixed want with whiskey.
And whiskey.
A little pain relief.
They say this is the ingredient in the marijuana that treats pain.
Whiskey
the CBDs.
Makes me frisky.
I know it does.
Atlanta-based Coca-Cola says that they are closely watching the growth of CBDs as an ingredient in functional wellness beverages around the world.
Good. Who owns Coca-Cola? Our boy there. Mr. Democrat Warren Buffett owns Coca-Cola, right?
He is an investor.
Thank you, Warren. Yeah. Thank you, Warren, for putting CBDs in there.
I think that's a big part.
Now, get it legal in this state where you reside.
Hathaway folder.
Right.
But we don't want CBD stuff.
We want weed.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say. Just get the throw the rum in with the CBD Coke, and then you get buzzed and you get the pain relief.
I like that.